Hello, folks. It's Friday, and we made it through another week. And before we get going into this episode, I would like to point out something which should be blatantly obvious. This is not a video format, and in any of my episodes here on the podcast where I am constantly calling out or making references to any kind of pictures or videos, in order to see them, you would simply have to go to my YouTube channel, which is The Ernest Man Show. And you see the rather handsome-looking fellow with the circle. Click on that, and there's all my YouTube episodes, which are the same as these episodes, except you have, well, video. That's it. That's all I wanted to say about that. And I have got a really interesting episode here that you're going to enjoy. I know you are. And it is what I call, what no one suspects, a social ticking time bomb. But before I get into that, there's a couple of things I wanted to mention. And I'm saying this because, frankly, I want to know, because I've run into a puzzle from you guys. And, you know, I kind of have a mindset that I like things solved. I don't like riddles. I don't like mysteries, let's say. And I have to tell you about this one, and then we're gonna dive right into the next newest episode. But this concerns the last previous two episodes. Now, the second previous one, I talked about the murder of Dexter Reed by the Chicago Police Department, and just my two cents on that. And you folks tended to agree with me overall, and you responded, and I guess apparently I hit a chord, and great, fine. And then for text day, Monday the 15th, where I had the picture of the bandit with the gun pointing at you, and it was an overall little lecture on the taxation system, and basically how, besides that, just how things are ripping you off, including, of course, the tax system. Anyway, I thought for sure you would be interested in that, or at least you'd find it funny, and judging from the views on it, it was pretty much sound of crickets. So here's what I'm asking you, please, because you're quite the mystery. I go from the extremes of interest to the downright, sound of crickets. And I could really use your help in you telling me if you really hated something. Is it boring, or are you simply not interested, or what was it that, because you had no interest? And I want to put things on here. I don't want to waste your time. I sure as hell don't want to waste mine. And I want to put things here that are interesting, or interesting and funny, or offensive, or at least to someone, but something, but, say something, please. Because if you don't, and I put things out here, and I keep putting things out here, and, I get no rhyme or reason or answer. In other words, I please sincerely need some damn feedback. So, that's speaking my piece on that. That's all I wanted to say. So, with this coming up, please bear that in mind, and please drop me a dime, as they used to say. Now, getting on with the current episode, I'm going to have a picture of inside a Target store where all these just common items, they're going into a lockdown mode, and people are bitching and complaining about this. And it's as though it were some kind of mystery, and they just give a very rudimentary, simplistic answer, and they say, well, it's theft. We've had so much theft. Well, yeah, but that's kind of bullshit, because that's like answering the question of why is the sky blue, and you say, well, because it is. When actually there are technical and scientific reasons why the sky is blue. So I go a little deeper, and I don't like, you know, for something that important that people are pissed off about. And as far as I'm concerned, they have every right to be pissed off about. So I'm going to try to get right into this. And what I want to tell you is that the locked up things, common items in the Target stores, they say, well, it's theft. Well, kind of yes and no, because here's the deal. In other words, the chickens are just coming home to roost on this, okay? Okay. And that is, they don't want to hire enough people. X number of people have steal, and all of human history, people steal. They're not going to be able to stop stealing. Okay, but what you have to ask yourself, much more common sense, is, okay, why the hell, if this is the case, you know, we're talking deodorant. I mean, fuck, you know, seriously, people are stealing deodorant. Common items, low, you know, cheap shit. A stick of deodorant, you know, the basics. If it is the case that they are doing that, well, there's a few things wrong. And here's what is really going on. First of all, they work the pulleys that they have on an or else basis, because they don't have enough of them, because the corporation never wants to hire more people ever, if they could avoid it at all. The idea, the mantra that's worked for them for an eternity, is to squeeze the absolute maximum production out of each work unit. Some people call them employees, I call them work units. Some people, quite honestly, including myself, also call them wage slaves. And come on, folks, generally speaking, that's what the hell we are. Now, but yeah, they've just squeezed that lemon till, you know, can't get any more juice out of it. And people aren't going to work as hard or as diligently when you work them like a rented mule and work them to death to get maximum production out of them. So maybe they're not so diligent, or they're turning their head the other way when these other people are stealing these things. But to compound this, what the bigger deal going on here is a super downturn in the economy. And I mean, this isn't even about on the 6 o'clock news where everything to these people who wear, you know, the talking heads who wear $500 and $1,000 suits and have $500 haircuts. You know what the hell I'm talking about here. Okay, they're also in a different class themselves. So to them, it's an abstraction. There's nothing heartfelt. There's nothing emotional, because that element, quote unquote, is an abstraction to them. But the fact is, everybody's going broke. Everybody's losing their jobs. Everybody, you know, because when you've gotten to the point, just average person, and you're fucking stealing deodorant, okay, you know, something is seriously wrong. And what's seriously wrong is everybody's broke. And everybody's broke because there are no jobs. You can only have so many service jobs. That was replaced by Reagan in the 80s. And we've been a service economy ever since. And this is what eventually happens. Now, that in turn will shut down. All these people are saying, if I start, and I agree with them, they're saying, if I see all this shit locked up under lock and key to grab my fucking deodorant or hairspray or whatever, I'm not going in there. And I totally understand that, and I'm with you. I'm not going to do it either. So it's self, again, the dysfunction is self-perpetuating, and then Target will be in trouble because people don't like that. And the problem is the disconnection with the corporation is they don't give a rat's ass what you like and what you don't. But let me show you what they do like. Yes, indeed. They like this. They, of course, like all the previous, ghetto video that I laid out before this. But they really like these guys, too. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I'm completely crazy and delusional and off my rocker here, because why in the hell would a corporation who wants to make profit and more profit, why would they grind America into the ground? I don't see the angle. And that's exactly right. You don't see the angle because it's not meant to be obvious. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to step out on a limb here. I'm going to make this a two-parter, and I will come back on Monday, and I will tell you exactly why this is going on. And there is something that they want actually very, very post-haste. And I promise you, you will not hear this on the 6 o'clock news. This is not something, to my knowledge anyway, that's been openly stated before. And there is an absolute and definite plan taking place here. And it is one of those deals that they've had to work around the long game, the long way around. Because initially, it seems like we're destroying so much of everything. We're destroying our downtowns and in the richest areas. Denver, California, Denver, Colorado, and places just like, San Francisco, the high-end places of this country are now falling prey to this. Portland's become an open guttered shithole. There is a pattern here, and you'd have to ask, why are they just that incompetent? No. I'm going to tell you why on Monday. If you would just do us both a favor and tune in, and the usual stuff I'd ask, subscribe and hit the bell or whatever the hell that thing is and all that jazz. If you could do that, it would be certainly most appreciated, of course, because of all the stuff that I at least should have in the description below. But I'm going to tell you the second part of this. And you'll be amazed. And suddenly, two things are going to happen. And I'll end it right with this. Two things are going to happen. One, it will all make sense. It will all make sense. And you will say, damn, I hadn't even considered that. And then, as a consequence from what I'm telling you, you'll hopefully say, wow. Because I'm going to tell you this, and you will be able to figure out a game plan to save your ass, to get while the gettin' as proverbially good, as they say. So, anyway, please drop a line or something. Let me know something out there. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. I go by what you say. So, all I can say then is that until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest. Wishing you peace and good things.